Welcome to a place where we're thinking together and thinking deeper about who we are.
Where we are and what we do in this world.
Welcome to the Philosophy Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Philosophy 101. Many of you have been wondering, where is Philosophy 101? Been on quite a hiatus, as the world around changed and the world within me changed. And I want you to know I'm still here. So this is the preview of what is to come. Season 3 of Philosophy 101. In Season 3, I will be dedicating everything possible to the healing practices. Healing is necessary. And the journey I have been on for the last couple of years has been amazing. Now, that is to say that I wasn't ill and I wasn't broken, yet I found healing to be necessary. And that's what I will get into during this season's podcasts. So let me back up a little bit. You may hear some strange noises for this recording, and that is because I am recording outside in the forest. And there is wind, there are birds singing, there are other noises happening, sounds and songs that are the voice of the forest. And being within the forest and being in the forest, being among the forest and being with family is a part of my healing process. I will begin with an episode on death. And I will share with you a death process that I went through. As you know, in the previous episodes of the Philosophy 101 podcast, it was hosted by me, and I introduced myself as William Fortune. During this season, I will be introducing myself as Jelly. And what I will share with you is the process of loving William and letting William go so that Jelly could emerge. It may sound strange. Maybe some of you are with me. Maybe some of you have questions. And hopefully those questions will be answered. Hopefully there will be insight given. And hopefully there will be some curiosity evoked that will encourage you to tune in and not check out. I will also say that for me, this process has been absolutely amazing and terrifying and painful and joyous all at once. And sometimes each one of those individually at their highest points and peaks and densities and dimensions. Within this season's podcast, as I explore healing and modalities of healing, which will be from art to plant medicine to, I don't even know, all the ones that will emerge. And hopefully you, the listener, will take part in the creation of this season with your input, with your suggestions, with your curiosity. We can go on this journey together in the Philosophy 101 podcast. And the ways that you can engage in that are through email at philosophy101@gmail.com. You can also become a subscriber on Patreon. Patreon subscribers start at $2 per month. And this podcast is completely funded, created, produced by me. So your patronage helps in making this possible. It helps because there are costs that do incur in the creation of a podcast. There's podcast hosting fees. There are music clearance rights. There are artists' fees who are on the show as guests. Also as transcription fees, research fees that all are actually real and tangible. And the end result, hopefully, is the podcast that draws you in and keeps you in and brings you back and asks you to return and invites you in to becoming a family member, part of the Bealosophy 101 family. And I do mean that, as with the change in, or the recognition in who I am as Jelly, I also recognize how I've had to show up in the world, or how I've believed I've had to show up in the world, presenting as a cisgendered, brown skin, hetero male. And embracing that there is so much more to me, and therefore letting that show through what I do and who I am and how I radiate in the world. And part of that radiance is this resonance. And I do hope that this resonance resonates with you. And if it does, please share it, pass it along, because there will be something new. Just as I recognize this healing path, I recognize what death and dying actually is. And please accept that death that I accepted to become and to allow Jelly to emerge happens regularly. Each and every night I go to sleep and I put me in the grave. Yeah, there's a deep sigh there. I put me in that grave, for that day is done and that life is done, and I wake up anew each and every morning. And I manifest within that day that which I need to bring to this world. All of this information that will come out and all the connections that I make through this podcast with you, with the guests that are on the show, are all necessary for this path. And hopefully, as you join in, you'll see our paths align for a moment and you'll recognize the necessity on your path. And I also want to thank some of the folks that were encouraging along this way. They may not have known that they were doing it explicitly. I am very thankful for the Psychedelic Leadership Podcast. Laura Dawn is doing an amazing thing with that podcast. Joshua Schreis, the Emerald Podcast, has also been such a living part of my life in its resonance. And the third one that I return to over and over again is the Science and Non-Duality Podcast. You may find it as SAND, S-A-N-D. And each of those has had a really profound resonance in my journey, in my living, and in my death. And I won't harp on that any much more, the death part, because there are some of you who have different relationships with death, as I did for many, many years. And part of that is honoring where I am in my stage of life, and that is that I am an apprentice elder. I am moving into my elderhood, and an important part of recognizing that is that there are very few stages left before becoming an ancestor. And some people don't even make it to the elder stage before they become ancestor. And so this is a recognition of necessity for sending this resonance into the universe and for connecting. One thing that I have recognized is that we are each other's medicine, and if I am not to share my resonance with you, I am not sharing my medicine with you. And also in turn, when you connect with me, whether it's via email, whether it's through comments, whether it's through Patreon subscription, that is how we share medicine, each other's medicine, each other's resonance, each other's power and purpose and passion. And so in the past, when I've signed off, move forward with purpose and passion. And I believe that I will hold true to this with signing off in the future. And I will also add, we are each other's medicine. And what I can hope for you and for myself is that we be as potent medicine as we can be. I want to make it clear that this is an interactive process, so the coming episodes can be suggested and led by the listeners, because that is a part of the healing process. For some, the healing is being heard. For some, the healing is speaking. For some, the healing, and it comes in many different ways. Yet, the process of healing is necessary. And if you are to accept that you can interchange healing for living, when you say, I am living, you're saying, I am healing. And the healing process is an ongoing thing. And when you say, I am healing, then you recognize, I am becoming. For as soon as we solidify into what we are, what more is there? I encourage you, I ask, should you be called, to check out Season 3 of the Philosophy 101 podcast, so that we can engage in the becoming process together. Thank you, and I look forward to connecting with you further. This is the Philosophy 101 podcast, and I am Jelly. Move forward with passion and purpose, and remember, we are each other's medicine.
Thank you for listening to the Philosophy Podcast.
Keep checking in, as we will be regularly releasing new episodes.